This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The right to choose the school you want your child to attend has been the subject of court battles and bitter political debates. In the run-up to the election, both President Barack Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney have made school choice a cornerstone of their efforts to reform public education. As part of our ongoing series, Solve This, which examines how the next president may tackle big problems, NPR's Claudio Sanchez looks at what Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney have proposed to give low-income children more educational options.
Mitt Romney says he wants to give every student trapped in a failing school the chance to attend a better school. He supports private school vouchers in states where they're allowed, but his main focus is on creating more public school choices. He says he'll make sure the billions of dollars the federal government spends on low-income kids goes to the schools parents choose.
For the first time in history, federal education funds will be linked to the student so that parents can send their child to any public or charter school of their choice.
It's definitely a bold idea. It's a new idea.
Nina Rees heads the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools, and until recently was a top advisor to the Romney campaign.
Governor Romney's agenda would really push the envelope on school choice much further by requiring that in exchange for receiving federal dollars, that district make added choices available, including open enrollment.
It means parents would be allowed to choose schools outside their attendance zones or communities. But Rick Hess of the conservative American Enterprise Institute says there's a problem with that idea.
Reality is a lot of other schools don't necessarily want these kids. You're bringing in kids from low-performing schools. These kids are probably going to drag down your performance. Even if all of these federal dollars come in a backpack with a kid, we're talking maybe $2,500, $3,000 a kid at the outside.
Hess argues that's just not enough money to entice good schools, especially in the suburbs, to take low-income kids from struggling inner-city schools. The other problem Mr. Romney's school choice proposal faces is within his own party. Many Republicans would rather not have the federal government involved in education at all. Again, Rick Hess.
Part of the tension for Governor Romney is how do you balance this notion of using federal dollars and federal leverage to expand options and expand choice without writing, you know, statute and writing policy with a very heavy hand?
Having the federal government play a big role in education is not a problem for President Obama, but his school choice plan has created lots of tension within his party. Mr. Obama has called on states to remove the caps many have placed on charter schools so more can open every year.
I called for a doubling of our investment in charter schools so that students and parents have choices within the public school system, because I believe in public schools.
I don't see choice as being a panacea.
Richard Rothstein is with the Liberal Economic Policy Institute. He says President Obama has hitched his education agenda to privately run, publicly funded charter schools despite their poor record.
We know now that charter schools for disadvantaged children don't perform any better on average than regular public schools for disadvantaged children. In fact, they perform slightly worse on average.
That's just one reason many people in Mr. Obama's party have been critical. Liberal Democrats and teachers' unions, after all, view charters and school choice as a privatization of public education and a huge distraction from the problem of concentrated poverty that makes it so hard for teachers to teach and kids to learn. Again, Richard Rothstein.
If we want to improve the education of disadvantaged children, we've got to get them to school in good health with the experience of high-quality early childhood programs where they get the kinds of literacy experiences that middle-class children get. And moving them around from one school to another in the ghetto is not going to make a difference.
To school choice advocates, meanwhile, it won't matter who wins in November. Either candidate will be a friend in the White House. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.